Lyme disease is now in all 50 states. That's according to Quest Diagnostics, which analyzed 6 million blood samples. Pennsylvania had the most cases of the tick-borne disease, but it's also becoming more common in places like Florida and California. The bacteria that causes Lyme can lead to long-term problems in the brain, heart, and joints if it goes untreated. Joining us now is Wendy Adams, Research Grant Director for the Bay Area Lyme Foundation. Her group released its own research last month that shows ticks capable of carrying Lyme have been found in 83 new counties across the country. Wendy, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we have talked about Lyme disease for a long time, but when you look at the map of where Lyme disease is most concentrated in this country, it tends to be in the Northeast and in the upper Midwest. Now we're hearing about it being in all 50 states. What is your takeaway from that?
Well, so I think it's important to talk about the testing and the reporting here, because while it's been reported in 50 states, it doesn't mean that the bacteria is actually living in the ticks of all those 50 states. Lyme disease is reported where it's diagnosed, but not necessarily where it's contracted. So while we say that it's been diagnosed in 50 states, it's not necessarily in the ticks in all 50 states.
Meaning that the ticks are being brought there from other states, or that somebody's getting infected somewhere else and then they live in those states, and then that state gets reported as a state with Lyme disease.
Precisely. So somebody from a state that doesn't have Lyme might go on vacation to California or New York, get infected there, but not be diagnosed until they're back in their home state. That gets reported then as an infection from a state which may not have Lyme disease actually in the ticks in that particular state. So it's an important distinction. But nonetheless, the ticks really are moving. There are ticks in more counties than we thought there were. And there are different pathogens in the ticks than we had expected when we started the study.
California, where you are, and Florida each had about 500 cases of Lyme disease. What do you think's going on there? Are those all people that got a bite somewhere else?
No, and I'll speak about California. California's had Lyme disease living in the ticks for, you know, ever since the late 70s. So we have the first documented cases seen in California in the late 70s. So this isn't something new. What we are seeing is a real increase in diagnosis, or at least an increase in the positive tests. And that's really interesting because, for example, in 2017, about 500 were reported through Quest, but only about 160 were reported to the county health departments that record the infections. So the question really is, are more people getting infected or are more people just getting diagnosed? And if more people are getting diagnosed, then how is the rate of diagnosis increasing so rapidly from the early 2010s when it was only about 100 cases being reported through Quest? I think also important is that Quest isn't 100% market share in California. So we know that there are probably other people testing positive through tests that are not given by Quest. Mm.
Now, you, as part of your research, asked people to send tick samples to you from all over the country. How did you do that?
We did. We did that by basically putting the word out through our website and through other groups that we know. And what we found is that people were really eager to participate. They had heard so much about ticks. They saw them on themselves and their pets, and they really wanted to help us do the research to find out what's in these ticks.
And you found that 24 states have counties where ticks that carry Lyme were discovered for the first time. What else surprised you about what you found?
So I think what surprised us is that we really saw ticks in places we didn't expect, specifically the ticks that have Lyme disease, but also other ticks. And we found pathogens in the ticks that we didn't expect to see and that hadn't been seen in those numbers before. For example, we saw Lone Star ticks, which are the ticks with the characteristic dot on the back. That's thought really to be, an East Coast, Southern tick. However, we've had two submissions from Northern California. In addition, we saw Ixodes ticks, which are the ticks that carry Lyme disease. We saw the Lyme pathogen in the smallest ticks, in the larvae ticks, which are just from eggs that hatch. Those ticks had the Lyme pathogen in them, and that really wasn't expected.
Whenever I am in any possible danger of a tick getting on my body, I obviously check myself, but I have heard that the ticks that carry Lyme are so small that you might not even be able to see them.
Well, and that's why this larvae finding is so important. Those ticks are really about the size of a poppy seed or the period at the end of a sentence on a typewritten mm-hmm. page. They're really hard to see. And so, typically people get a tick bite. If they see it, they go into their doctor and tell them they've been bitten by a tick. That helps the doctor, determine if tick-borne disease could be one of the reasons they're feeling sick. When somebody doesn't see a tick, that's a critical piece of information that the doctor is missing, which might lead them more quickly to diagnosing a tick-borne disease.
We're also seeing reports this week that a new species of tick from Asia called the longhorn tick has appeared on the East Coast. How significant is that?
Well, it's very significant because if that carries probably different pathogens, right? We know it carries viruses, and those have shown to be, they cause a lot of human disease in the places where that tick is established. We haven't linked them to human disease in the United States yet, but it does cause disease in cattle and livestock. So that's something we need to really be careful and look for in humans, and also let the doctors know that there's this new tick circulating that might have different pathogens that we haven't recognized in humans yet.
So when we hear a story like this, that there are ticks showing up or that there's Lyme disease showing up in places that it hasn't before, many people look at that and say, this must be a result of climate change. It is not getting cold enough anymore in some of these areas to kill off the ticks. Is that part of what's going on?
Well, I think it certainly could be, and we'll have to watch this over several years. Ticks are very hardy creatures. They will use any environmental advantage that they can, but they will be around no matter what the climate is. So I think it's important to really study the ticks, study the level of pathogens in the ticks, and then realize that, a cold year, a hot year, they're going to be there no matter what.
Is there anything that can be done about this growing tick population?
So there are studies about novel genetic methods to control ticks in certain populations. It's hard to do. I'll speak from the perspective of California. California is a very ecologically diverse state. And so what might work in a tick in Sonoma County might not work in a tick in Monterey County because the environments are different and the animals that the ticks feed on are different. Mm. So I'm not sure that unless you're on a contained environment like Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket or an island that we have a clear way to control tick populations by controlling the mouse population, for example. But people do need to look at their environment, look at the plants and things they have in their backyard, how close they are to their house. They need to think about controlling ticks in their pets because pets can bring ticks indoors. And those are the ways that we can kind of in the near term worry about controlling the ticks. But using that as our only way of reducing the Lyme disease or the tick-borne disease burden is probably not going to happen in the near future.
And just because you've probably freaked out a lot of our listeners, give them one piece of advice. What should people do to try and stop themselves from getting Lyme disease from a tick?
Yes. So to reduce tick-borne infection, what you really want to do is when you're outside, try and stay away from long grasses, leaf litter, and fallen trees. You want to stay in the middle of pathways when you're out hiking or walking. And when you come in, you really want to throw your clothes in the dryer for 10 minutes, take a shower, and then do a tick check. And that will reduce a good part of the risk of contracting tick-borne disease.
That's Wendy Adams, who is the research grant director for the Bay Area Lyme Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And as Lyme disease gets more common, many of you may have had experiences with it. We'd love to hear about those at hereandnow.org.